This week on One Crazy Story, my friend Max joins us to talk about why he earned a gold medal in the Horrible Life Choice Olympics.
We get in the car and I'm sitting in the back seat and I like lean up and I put my arm around both of them and I go, guys, let's make some bad decisions. And they're like, you've already made so many. You're done.
Yeah, how many more bad decisions could you make? That? How could it get possibly worse?
It does. This is 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. Actually dating the same girl that I just broke up with 7 years ago. But
yeah,
she was a different variety then. It would have been a Coke stripper. Welcome home, Nate. That was her actual profession. So
Coke stripper.
She liked the Coke. She liked the stripping. She liked the Jägermeister. She liked the beer.
And the Max.
And she's addicted to what my dick did back then and now. It's fine. It's her fault. So we're at this party. This big fucking house party. One of her friends had some kind of crazy rager, which I guess is what, like, you know, back then 22-year-olds do. They have ragers. I was 28. I probably should have known better, but I was like, you know, let's get this fucking party started.
Yeah, right.
So we're drinking like heavily, which is what we used to do. Which is probably what I did. Which is what I still do. What I did last night. What I did the night before. You know, you get single and you're like, oh my god, I'm Keith Richards, but I'm poor.
You're poor Keith Richards.
With no musical talent.
Yeah.
Let's just take that out. I'm barely funny. So
you're a talentless broke Keith Richards,
which is great news. You can get laid by like a vagrant, some Montenegrin like. Dishwasher who actually works my work,
or you could just carry around an empty guitar case.
That's it. So people think you're a big deal. So we're drinking. What we usually do is we're ripping shots of Jaeger, which I don't know why. As a kid, as an adult, I haven't figured out what this stuff does to you.
Mm-hmm.
You think Jägermeister is like a good choice before you drink it, and then you drink it and you're like, It turns my brain, like I have an alter ego, okay? So Blackout Brennan was born 7 years ago. He's an asshole. You probably met him a couple times. And he doesn't, you know, the Jaeger's like his hello fuel.
Right.
Second it's in my body, he's like, yep, I'm coming out. You know what I mean? I'm coming out and I'm going to fucking go rage banana pancakes. I'm going nuts. So this fucking asshole gets... which is me, gets trounced at this dude's party, ripping Jaeger shots.
Yeah, you're 28 and you're at this stripper's rager.
Yeah, getting down like a fox. Normally, the only thing raging on a stripper is herpes, but this is a party.
Okay. Yeah, so, just set the scene there.
Yeah, set the scene. Let everyone know what we're fucking dealing with. He's got this island in the middle of his kitchen. He lives in his parents' house.
Uh-huh.
And it's full of like pimp cups.
Yeah, like the chalices?
Chalices, like decked out, like, you know, we're talking like they got beads and bejewels and fucking silver shit. These guys are like, oh yeah, we're pimps. And as soon as Brennan comes out, like, this is when I was living in Texas. So like I had like when I get drunk, I would have a southern drawl.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, y'all ain't pimps? And I fucking slapped all these chalices off this table and broke all of them.
Were they full too?
Yeah.
They were full of like booze?
Yeah, of like cognac. I'm like,
oh, really?
I'm like, y'all ain't pimps. Bitch slapped this thing and like he was like, what the fuck? Everyone's like, what the fuck?
You just
like,
pissed. Let's talk about buzzkill. Just pour everybody's
liquor
on the floor.
Like an asshole. Yeah. Brendan was not dealing with white guys thinking they're pimps. They're pretty pissed. But I still got to stay there. We still drank. Uh-huh. I apologize.
Yeah, this was all good.
You know, like I'm you know,
you worked it out.
The art of
civil pimp adults.
These civil pimp adults, so, you know. So we keep drinking, and as we're drinking our asses off, it's going late into the night.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's passing out. So me and my girlfriend, we go to lay down, and like she lays in like a separate bed, and I'm like, what the fuck, man? Like, what the fuck? Like, we're fucked up. Like, you know, like, I'm looking to know you biblically right about now. Like,
I'm looking to know you biblically, girl.
Listen, baby, I want to show you a little something. This is real good. So I'm faded and graded, and I'm ready to get down like a fox. And she's not having it. She gets pissed at me. We have some kind of a fucking argument. I'm like, fuck this, I'm leaving. My parents only live like 3 miles from this guy's house. And I was home from work. You know, I was living in Texas, so I moved home. So I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to go. I'm going to drive home.
Yeah.
And I was so fucked up. I couldn't get my car out of the driveway.
And there was nobody behind you?
No. It was March.
Yeah.
And there was like snow and like, I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah.
She's gets out, comes and backs my car into the street and says, there you go. You want to go? Fucking go.
Well, that was nice of her.
I mean, yeah, she's a real nice lady. I know you're so kind. I know you're gonna drive drunk.
I can only imagine how intoxicated you were. And she was like, "I'll help you probably kill some people."
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
You know, like, she's so kind.
Like, hey,
give me those keys. I'll move it, but you gotta drive home.
This is the part of the story that she usually leaves out. Like, oh, he was just driving drunk. Like, no, listen, bitch, I was not driving drunk.
You made me drive drunk. You enabled me to drive drunk. You facilitated it.
Like, it's like, okay, like, well, it's like, oh, I wanna go, like, rape some kids. Like, oh, hey, well, let's work at my daycare. Not a big deal. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you know?
Yeah.
So she's like, yeah, just go. You know, just go. So I try to drive home. I try.
And you got to go like 3 miles, which should be.
No, it's not even 3 miles to the sub entrance. So it's maybe a mile and a half.
Okay. So yeah, so this should be no problem in real life.
It should be a slam dunk.
Yeah.
A slam dunk avoidable.
Even a little drunk, maybe, you should still be okay.
Yeah. I mean, my blood alcohol content was like literally like half booze. Like I was fucked up. So it was not a good life choice.
No.
So I start to drive. Now, this is where the story gets kind of fuzzy because I don't really remember the gravity of the whole story. Like, that's how fucked up I was. Yeah. This is where I was 7 years ago. Now, I mean, I can have a couple of drinks and go out and not be so trash, but I was blacked the fuck out. So I start to drive. And from what I remember, I look behind me and I see a car like, you know, a couple hundred yards back. I'm like, oh, it's no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I hit black ice. My car spins out.
Jesus.
And I crash into a fucking ditch.
And how fast were you going? Maybe like 25?
35 probably.
Yeah.
So it was pretty awesome. I was in a ditch, which is pretty cool. Which is really cool, actually. And no, it gets better. I was naked.
No way.
Yes.
You were naked?
And no one knows how I got naked. Even I don't know how I got naked. I have no idea.
You left the house fully clothed.
I don't know.
And you were maybe...
The thing is, 2 miles from home, I have no idea. I have no idea what happened, but I was fucking naked.
Oh, my God.
No, it gets better. As I'm getting into this ditch, a cop's pulling me over.
Oh.
A cop's pulling me over as I hit black ice. This guy that was 100 yards behind me was like 10 yards behind me.
So he pulled you over and you just pulled into the ditch is what it looks like.
Yeah.
This is good.
He was pulling me over. I hit black ice, did a couple 360s, ended up in the ditch. Now, mind you, I have no fucking clothes on.
Yeah. Completely naked, in a ditch, pulled over.
Pulled over like an asshole.
Yeah.
So he walks up. Because I don't even bother getting out of the car.
Right.
I got a hat, and I put it on my crotch.
Yeah, well, that's good. At least you were that courteous.
I was trying to be respectful, like a good cowboy, I guess.
Yeah.
So he walks up, and he literally goes, he looks at my car, and I don't know. I mean, I remember like bits and pieces because I was so trashed. He goes, what the fuck? And I was like, exactly. That's my response. Exactly. Because I'm so,
like, what do you say though? As a cop, like,
there's no way he's ever seen anything like
from that. His perspective.
That's fucked.
Yeah, that's all you can say
is what the fuck is. That's fucked. It's a fucked up story. And he's like, have you been drinking tonight? I'm like, talk to my girlfriend. And I just dial her number and hand the cop the phone. Turns out that their families know each other.
Oh, no way.
And the cop's like, you don't have long. You got to get here. I called this in. He's DUI. He's all over the goddamn road. Like, he's fucking mess.
You probably reek of booze. Naked.
Naked. It's March. It's fine. So the cop's like, you got to, you know, he has no clothes on. You got to bring him shoes.
Right. You got to get him out of here.
The fuck? Because they called it in.
Yeah.
And as they're getting me in, her and her brother came. She was fucked up. She was at the party.
Mm-hmm.
She left and went and got her brother. And they came and got me. And got me out of a really, really sticky situation.
Yeah.
But the story gets better. This is
so that night. Okay, so they come and pick you up, and then they basically just let you off right there. They're just like, okay, we'll just this never happened.
The cop's like, well, yeah,
that's awesome.
The cop gives me his business card. He's like, he does because they have business cards apparently as police, and he goes, you know, they're gonna tow your car.
Yeah.
He goes, so you're going to be out $250, but it's better than 10 grand.
Oh, absolutely. You pay that 250 all day.
Yeah, all day without even thinking about it.
So basically you just hit some black ice and had an accident.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was real cool about it.
So if you didn't hit that black ice...
Who knows what would have
happened? Yeah, who knows what would have happened? Because then there'd be no excuse there.
There's no excuses. This guy's driving all over the goddamn road. I mean, I didn't have far to go. Like I said, it was only about a mile to get to the sub.
You had to go 1 mile.
Yeah, it was one mile,
max.
And then you can't even do
and
that.
And you hit a ditch.
Like an asshole. So we get in the car, and I'm sitting in the back seat, and I got her like, you know, her brother's like 6'4" or 6'3". I got his pants, a pair of his wind pants on. I see her, it was like size 13 flip-flops. A big ass t-shirt, and I like lean up there in the front seat, and I put my arm around both of them, and I go, guys, let's make some bad decisions. And they're like, you've already made so many, you're done.
Yeah, how many more bad decisions could you make? That how could it get possibly worse?
And you know, it does. They take me to the only place in the area that I knew, because they couldn't take me home. I was living with my grandma at the time, so we were living in Highland. This happened in Walled Lake. They took me to my parents' house. It's a long, convoluted story, but like this girl who like saved my life, who I dated now and then, used to date my little brother like years ago for like a month, which is a mess.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's quite a history with your family and this girl.
Oh, yeah. My parents hate her. They knew that her and I were hanging out and she was dating my brother before me, but it wasn't a long thing, but I shouldn't have done it. I did it again, so like I'm an asshole, but it is what it is.
You gotta do what you gotta
do. So she's texting my brother, like, hey, open the door. Your brother's out here. He's fucked up. And my brother's not, at the time, he was so pissed at me for hanging out there. He didn't want any part of it. So my mom answers the door. My mom. It's fucking 4:00 in the morning.
Yeah. And you're like, you look like a mess.
I am a mess. Not look like, I am a mess. I'm a fucking hot wreck. And I'm, at this point, I blacked out. This is when Blackout Brennan, who is my alter ego, showed up.
Blackout Brennan.
So my mom's like, what? This is all secondhand. Yeah. I don't remember any of this. She says, what the fuck's going on? And I'm like, they're like, Max crashed his car. He's okay. His car's okay. He hit black ice, blah, blah, blah. They don't tell my mom I'm drunk. She knows.
Yeah. They don't need to tell her.
No, from 100 yards away, you could tell it was hammer.
Just the aura of booze.
Hammer drunk. So I introduced myself to my own mom. To my own mom, as Brennan, and she's like, she looks at me like, "Who the fuck are you? What the fuck are you talking about? Like, you're my son. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?" I look at around the house, and I'm like, "You are a great decorator." I'm like, "You got your shit together."
Yeah.
I'm like, "And your house is bomb."
Yeah.
And she's like, "You've been here, like,
you grew up here.
Huh? You grew up here." Like, what the fuck? And in my drunken stupor, Blackout Brennan's like, "Don't know what you're talking about."
Yeah.
But this house is bomb. Compliment her on her rugs and her fucking wall hangings. Yeah. And all, my mom's got shit hanging.
I love
up.
This.
I'm like, this is fantastic. This place looks like home. She's like, 'cause it is, asshole.
It's got such a homey vibe to it.
And my dad, fucking poor dad, he's like, my dad's like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah.
I'm like,
they probably thought you were on some hard drugs or something.
I mean, I might have been. I might have had a little, I might have had a little snowblow action.
Those stripper ragers, you never know what you're going to get into.
Nate, I don't like cocaine, but it does smell good. So my dad's like, he's talking to me, and I like stop him in the middle of a sentence, and I'm like, I like you. You're a straight shooter. And he's like, okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, let's get fucked up. Want to do some shots? This is my own dad.
Yeah, and it's 4 a.m.
My dad doesn't even drink.
Yeah.
He's like,
Jesus Christ.
You're a fucking idiot. So I get put in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
On the couch. That's really,
put in the basement,
that's
mind
the
you.
Only, yeah. That's the only spot for, you were put for there. Such a tragic disaster.
Yeah.
And I wake up in the morning. I got my hat on my head. My pants are around my ankles for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have boxers on, but my pants are pulled down.
Yeah.
And there's a note next to the bed, or next to the couch. It's like, get your shit together. Love mom and dad. Like, you got to fucking knock it off. So, I mean, after that, I did. I me and that girl didn't talk.
Yeah.
I left her alone.
Probably a good thing.
I left her alone. And 7 years later, we got back together. I should have avoided it. But, like, that story, like, the way that shit happened, like, that was the turning point. in all my party days. I mean, I still go out and have fun, but that was like...
Well, yeah, that was... there's a difference between fun and like...
blacking out and end up in a ditch and introducing yourself to your parents while you're naked in the middle of March. Yeah, it was a horrible life choice Olympics. Like, it was not good. It was funny.
Gold medal.
I mean, it's like, no, platinum. Gold, they reinvented the medal categories. It's like, oh, this guy did really... Well, we got this guy who just, you know, who's one step away from like, I don't even know. I don't really know how you could top such a shit show.
Yeah, I don't know if it gets much worse than that.
No, but it's funny.
That's hilarious. It's hilarious now. I'm happy you're okay, Max.
I don't know how I didn't die. I'm like, you know, I've got like 64 guardian angels, man. Like,
yeah. Oh, you lucky out. Bastard.
I lucked the fuck out, dude. So like, you know, note to people. I would try to avoid dating strippers. That's where this all starts. But like, former or ex or current, avoid that. This is just a little life lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Don't drink Jägermeister. I mean, you can, but don't do it,
especially with strippers.
Yeah, but it's like combining two. It's bad.
That's like bronze right there. Starting at bronze.
Yeah. It's like letting Ted Bundy pick your girlfriend up from the airport. It's not a good choice. She's not coming home. Just saying.
Yeah, it's a good example.
Thank you. So no strippers, and don't do cocaine, and don't drive naked in March. That's it.
There you go. That's all for this week. If you enjoyed the show, please head over to facebook.com/onecrazystory and find out who we'll have coming up on the show. Or you can follow us on Twitter @onecrazystory. And if you haven't had the chance, please go over to iTunes and subscribe there and leave a review. It'll help other people find us. Or you can also find us at onecrazystory.podbean.com. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it.